Hello and welcome to Marooned at Backbite's headquarters, day 479. How are we all doing? Oh, I need to see what's going on in the chat, don't I? Hey, there we go. Hello, Simon. Oh, Simon says, what's all this C-box nonsense? C-box is what we're chatting. It's the chat box. Hello, Alex. So what nonsense has it been doing to you? I left Mike in charge of making it live at 7, but he's in the middle of a webinar. So anything could have happened. Just let me know what has happened, and then we'll be good to go. C-box is the chat box. It's the chat box. But it was probably locked. Sorry, naughty, naughty people getting early. It does. That's when you're too early, Simon. Oh, twirly. Do you remember the twirlies? CQ, CQ, Deb. Twirly, believe it or not, was a UK saying in relation to, it was a description for older folk who qualified for a free bus pass, and they could get on and go anywhere from 9:30, but often they wanted to be there at 9:20 and they were told they were too early, so they came the twirlies and they had to sit in the bus station till 9:30. Oh, amazing. Hello, Renee. Hello, Kim. Oh, I've got a link for Kim. Oh, I have got a link and a half for Kim. This one happened a couple of days ago, and I forgot to share it, but it's too good not to share. So I need to go get that link, don't I? Oh, hang on. It'll be up here. It's all organised. Don't panic. There it is. Right, I'll go get it. It's actually on Twitter, but it's a video. So don't panic. Just watch the video. It's only 30 seconds. You will love it, Kim, because Kim is always saying to me, can't trust the media. Oh, you're not kidding. You can't trust the media. This one's a classic. So I'll put it in and then Kim can click it and have a listen. Like I say, it's only 30 seconds. Hopefully you'll notice the slight error that's in it. And yes, this went out live and it's the BBC. Can't trust them. Cannot trust them. But there we go. So who else have we got? Hello, Anthony. You'll all enjoy that video. Why do we pay the BBC staff? Oh. So what have you been up to? What have I done today? Mainly sorting things out and fixing things that shouldn't be broken. That, guess what? Are broken. And getting rather giddy about the match. Oh, and lusting after that toy that I put in the email. It's obscenely priced. It's a charging station from Kensington called the Studio Caddy. And it's in two halves. So the first bit is like a standard charging thing. You can put your AirPods on it in the case and they lay flat. The iPhone stands up so you can actually eyeball it to unlock it. But the second bit was the bit that interested me. Apparently it's really heavy and it attaches to the first bit magnetically. It's supposed to hold your iPad and a MacBook Pro or whatever in clamshell mode. But I looked at it and thought, two iPads. The big iPad and the baby iPad. And then I saw the price. I think it's $190. It's obscene. Oh, Kim says she loves Elaine, but you really love giddy Elaine. Well, tonight's the night. Must admit, I'm not confident. I never am confident. You know, every time, when I was a kid, oh, if you wanted to see giddy, I remember dashing home from school, and Michael remember this one as well, despite the fact we didn't know each other. Doubtless he dashed home from school, and it was the first World Cup. There he is with his motorbike. If only we could shove it up his don't talk dirty. Right, yeah, so it was Spain in 82. We hadn't qualified for Argentina in 78. And I was only 6 when they played in 74. So I was so looking forward to this World Cup in Spain. And I think we managed 3 games. And, you know, it was... They always big it up. When I look back, every tournament up to this one, to be honest, they've just talked it up. The press go crazy. Their songs, you know, in 82, it was This Time More Than Any Other Time. Trust me, it wasn't. Then in 86, the captain got sent off in the first game. Oh, dear God, it was bad. Then we didn't qualify for a while. Oh, honestly, it was terrible. But this one does feel different. But I must not get my hopes up, because that giddy child that dashed home from school, aged, how old would I have been? 14. Aged 14, nearly killed myself on my bike to get home to watch the match. And it started so well. We scored after 27 seconds. And it was like, oh, my God, we're actually going to win. No, we didn't win. This one feels different because, as far as I'm aware, no stupid songs that they've been doing. Very few interviews. And also, have you noticed, no big star. I know they keep trying to big up Harry Kane, but he's not David Beckham, is he? For self-aggrandisement. And that works. They're actually playing like a team. So maybe. Oh, it could be tonight, Kim. If it is, am I right in thinking that the final's on Saturday? Because that's not convenient. So if they could just move it, that'd be awesome. Or is it on Sunday? I'm not sure. Let me have a look. I was going to watch this on BBC, but BBC have decided not to show it. Now, there is a bit of a problem with that, and that would be that ITV, I don't think England have ever won. Well, they've been playing on ITV. So this may not end well. Right. What day am I looking at here? If that's Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Saturday. Right, let's have a look. Doesn't look like it is. Let's go on to Sunday. Oh, it's Sunday. That's fabulous. At 7 o'clock. No, that's not good. No, it'll be fine, won't it? It'll be fine, because they won't kick off till 8. That's awesome, because we wouldn't have wanted, by request, to get in the way. On the off chance, and I do mean minuscule off chance, we actually get through. So, Sunday. Right, if you heard that then. The Bill Clinton one. Do you know the only saving grace with a cock-up like that? Thank God the person she got wrong, the name she said that was incorrect, the guy was white. Because if it had been another black man, all hell would have broken loose over the fact that, you know, a white person can't tell them apart. But she couldn't even... I mean, don't give the woman a Dulux colour card. Oh, good grief. And the thing was, she kept a totally straight face. She didn't even twig she'd done it. Oh, it was fabulous. Who's playing tonight? Denmark. Denmark are playing Simon. They're playing England, if you're interested. I'm surprised your street isn't festooned. Because you know what we need to have today, don't you? We can't not have this today. Although, really, we should wait for Dee to rock up for this. And I haven't seen Dee yet. We need today's Daily Star. And we've moved on, you'll be glad to hear, from the balls manoeuvre. Yeah, they've gone straight for something else now. So there we go. There's today's Daily Star. That's what they want us to do today. Don't read too much into that, because you know what the Daily Star are like. But that's today's. Oh, good news for Kim. Biopsy was benign. Oh, excellent. That's the best news ever, Kim. That's better than England winning. There you go. I can get giddy over that. Gardening. It was fun. Well, no, I didn't. I contemplated it, but decided no. It's still warm. It's not as warm. It's nothing like as warm as it was. And if you went outside, it'd be quite reasonable. You know, there'd be a smidgen of a breeze. Not too much, but a little bit of a breeze. But in the office, it's very hot. I'm constantly trying to... I've got, I think it was 3.5 terabytes of data that needs processing. So the first job's to get it onto an SSD and get it onto the main machine. So that's taking a bit of a while. But that's kind of mindless work that I do behind the scenes. I have been doing other catch-up work that at some point maybe somebody would notice. Yes, Kim, that's constantly what I say. Every night about midnight to 1 o'clock, tomorrow's papers come out so you can actually see them. Just the front cover, you know, and it's all on all the news channels. And there's a dedicated website to it called Tomorrow's Papers Today. So I go and have a look, and he's like, oh, what have they done now? And the innuendo, it's like the end of the pier at Blackpool in the 60s with the dirty postcards. Oh, it's bad. It is really bad. But hey, at least they've moved on from balls. You see, all that started the ball fiasco with David Beckham. And he did an interview with Michael Parkinson. And when he met Victoria, the Spice Girls were probably bigger than he was. And then he scored this goal from the halfway line against Wimbledon. And that was David Beckham's name made. Then, of course, the Spice Girls went down. And then this was towards about 98, I think. And then he was going off to the World Cup. So he did this interview with Michael Parkinson, and he said, he asked him something, and the reply was, Victoria's got a nickname for me. Now, well, what's that, David? Golden Balls. And that's where that stuck. So David Beckham was Golden Balls for years and years and years. That World Cup didn't end well. He very petulantly kicked another player. He fell down and very petulantly kicked this other player, and the ref sent him off. Which meant that the next match, I think he couldn't play. England got knocked out. And when he got back to his hometown, which is the East End of London, they had effigies outside the pubs hanging from the pub sign. It didn't end well, not for years. It didn't. It took him quite a while. He did manage to get everybody back on side. It was one of the qualifying matches, and it got to the last second of injury time. And there was a free kick. And he had to score this free kick or England were out. They didn't get to the World Cup. And he scored it. And everything was forgiven after that. It was all right after that. Ah. So what's going on over here? Right, let me catch up. It's really going to distress the neighbours trying to think of derogatory song to sing about Denmark. Yes, I know, Renee. That paper just has no class, does it? And yet, it's considered a newspaper. You would think it would have to have something to do with news to be considered a newspaper. It's disgusting. And it's only marginally less obscene than The Sun and The Mirror, who are just as bad, to be honest. Ugh. Oh, Kim finally buys a Toblerone. Let's have a look. Let's have a look. Oh, it's a tiny baby Toblerone. Well, that's a Toblerone. It's just only three peaks of a Toblerone. You need a much bigger Toblerone. There's a headline for The Star. There you go. You think the heat you had got to the candy? Well, it probably did, didn't it? It's probably edible, though. I mean, it's only the fat moving around, isn't it? It's probably edible. Tell you what, it wouldn't last long here. Mike could give it a go. Oh, so what else have I been doing? Clearing browser tabs. Do you know, I seem to acquire browser tabs at an alarming rate. No matter what I do with them, I end up with like 70 by the end of the day. Ooh, another thing that I did. There's a sale on Audible Books today. And they've got a whole range of books at 77 pence. I am now £30 lighter. But I've got a whole range of books to listen to. I finished that one that we talked about, the Charles Arthur one. Unbelievable. It was the best book I think I've ever heard. Certainly the best tech book by a mile. If you wonder what, when people are talking about the algorithm, what the specifics of it are for Facebook, even YouTube and Twitter, that book is fantastic. It was amazing. Loved it. So I finished that one. Oh, Kim did eat it. Excellent. Absolutely. Got to be done. I saw a video as well. I got you know, when you log in to YouTube and it says you might want to watch this. I got recommended a video and I'm shaking my head still thinking, why was that recommended? But it was how Jaffa cakes are made. And I thought it must be Jane. Jane's the Jaffa. The queen of the Jaffas is Jane. The Facebook YouTube algorithms have changed enormously over the last year. They have. This book, Simon, goes back to like talks you through the history of it, but also talks you through Facebook's response. I mean, we all hear Facebook's response, but you like Facebook response to what? Because there isn't like a direct thing, but he did a very good job going through the Myanmar thing and their reaction to COVID, and really why they were saying that they would allow like Nazi stuff. And then they changed their mind on that. It was just a case of changing their mind every 5 minutes. And it was a very, very good book. Oh, it's D. Did you miss a Jaffa discussion? No, we're just saying that I got recommended. You know, you've watched something and we think you might like to watch this video about how Jaffa cakes are made. Now, personally, I don't eat Jaffa cakes, but I was curious. I haven't watched it yet, but they did recommend that I watch this. Let's see if they recommend it to me now. The Hidden Garden in the West End. Now, that, you know, a gardening video, nope, that's not for me. But it's by the guy that makes a drone video, so that's why it's being recommended. They keep recommending me Trello, even though I've not used it in years. They've recommended me an unboxing of an iPad Air 4. And then I've got this stupid thing they keep recommending about a cardiologist explaining the Christian Eriksen collapse. And you're like, do you know what? Go find a patient and deal with it. Don't make videos on YouTube. Oh, it's not mentioning it at the moment. Let me do a refresh and see if it does. Right, let's do that. There you go. How Jaffa Cakes Are Made. Is it from the BBC? Nope, somebody called Food Insider, and it's 5 minutes 35, and it's the tale of how Jaffa cakes are made. So just in case D is particularly partial to Jaffa cakes, there we go, there is the link. Oh, Kim says she will have to say she really liked it, can't wait to have a fresh one, or indeed a bigger one. We need to sort that out. Is there any issues when you're sending stuff to the States? Because I remember, well we got sausage wars here. You're not allowed to send stuff, I think it's food stuff, from the EU, from the UK to Belgium, and it all got sent back. And I know there used to be some things with soft cheese between England and France. Now that was years ago, when I went to France with the school on a school trip. Some idiot, we've been told not to buy soft cheese to bring back, because in this country, you've got issues of listeriosis and E. coli. And some idiot had brought some soft cheese. Honestly, the girl should have known better. Her mum was a teacher and she was in charge of the trip. So she was the one that set the rules. You might know, but that's what happened. Facebook also checks your contact likes and suggests them to you, since Facebook thinks you're related somehow. The funniest thing with the Facebook likes... Oh, that was classic. Because at the very beginning, it was like, oh, Facebook, right. And you were just trying it. You didn't know any better particularly. And all the people that I was following were from the Mac community. So obviously, Facebook can see that and think, ah, the commonality is. Then, as time went on, I started following people from the church. And that totally blew Facebook's mind, because at that point, I would say a good 50-60% of the people in the tech space that I'm following, and they're following me, are atheists. And it's like, that doesn't compute. That breaks the algorithm. But the funniest thing was somebody else who, again, in the tech space, and I'm following them and they're following me. And they got recommended this group. And it was something like, you know, atheists are us. And, you know, I don't have a problem with anybody being atheist, but to join a group because you don't believe in something would be a bit like me joining a group that was like, I don't like Liverpool. You know, I'm a United supporter. I might proactively join a United group, but I wouldn't necessarily join an anti-United group. It's just quite weird, but that's what it did. Anyway, it recommended this group to this person and she went orbital. She said they couldn't be more wrong. And I'm like, really? Why? And it turned out she was actually Catholic. And I thought, well, clearly Facebook don't know that, do they? Or they'd be offering you soliloquies by the Pope. The one that really did confuse Facebook was before Mike converted. So all the people that he's following and following him have been tech related, you know, 90% atheists. Then he's got a load of people following him from a Catholic church. So they start showing him like Catholic stuff. But actually at that point, he was Jewish. Yeah, the Facebook algorithm, not always accurate. Garbage in, garbage out. Oh, great, great fun. Ooh, Kim found a cake on YouTube, only had eggs, Philadelphia cream cheese and sugar and thought of me. Oh, that's not a bad idea, is it? I could try that. Heaven knows what it would taste like. I'm trying to imagine. You know what we need to do? We need to do some MacBites fudge and MacBites flapjack. Tell you what, if we managed by some miracle, you know, if he is on our side tonight, we get through to the final on Sunday, I shall suggest that to Mike, that we have a kitchen day. Ooh, Jaffa cakes are king for D. Just disappointed you weren't recommended it. Feel like a girl who's been invited but only gets to the wedding because she's a plus one. Ah, but D, once you've watched that and it's hashtagged Jaffa cakes, that'll be it. It'll be open season after that. You will be bombarded with Jaffa cake videos day in, day out. You'll be very, very happy. I used to pick the, it's marmalade of some description, isn't it? The orange bit off the top of my dad's. But I wasn't a fan of dark chocolate, so that's why. Atheism is anti-God. Well, is there a word for being anti-Facebook? Because, yeah, that'd be very, very popular. Ooh, 4,000 a minute, yeah. That should keep D occupied for a while. Are the Jaffa cakes better than Tim Tams? I honestly don't know because I've never eaten either. Not like picked up a full Jaffa and eaten it, ever. Nor a Tim Tam. Ooh, sometimes Kim finds them at the grocery. I've never seen them here. But then to be honest, I've never looked. And once I got to the gluten stage, the most stupid thing that the supermarket can do, and trust me, they do. Where do you put the gluten-free bread? On the bread aisle. I can't walk up the bread aisle because if I get to the end of it, I'm not going to be able to breathe. You know, like the smell of bread. For me, by the end of the aisle, that's it. I can't breathe. So last place to put the gluten-free stuff with the gluten stuff. But that's what they do. So this particular day, Mike said, you know, I can't. I think he had a cold or something. So he said he didn't risk it. So I said to the assistant, is the gluten-free bread on the bread aisle? She said, yeah. I said, could you go and get me some possibly? I said, because, you know, I'm allergic to gluten. I said, so the last place I can be is the bread aisle. I don't know why you put the gluten-free bread on the bread aisle. And she went, that is so logical. Went back in a couple of weeks later, not on the bread aisle. On the aisle next to the bread aisle. Genius. I think they put them on the end of the aisle, which made much more sense. Oh, Renee has been burning a candle for the journalist who got shot today. I have not seen the news. I have deliberately stayed off the news. Where did this happen? I'll go and have a look. All we've got here, morning, noon and night, is the footy. Footy, footy, footy. That's cute. Oh, now. A wheelbarrow helps a sick dog take its first walk. The dog's in the wheelbarrow. No, I've got nothing about a journalist being shot here at all. That's typical of the BBC. We've got a minute rendition of the Coldstream Guards playing Three Lions, but nothing about a journalist that's been shot, which is... It's shocking. In Holland. Was it to do with Charlie Hebdo thing? Was it like that or is it something else? I mean, we've had journalists shot in Northern Ireland, haven't we? Many, many times. There was one of my Irish followers that was lighting a candle last week. Was it 20 years or 25 years since a journalist had been murdered? Will we ever get civilised? Probably not. Anthony's quite right. The best thing about people who are anti-Facebook is how they use Facebook to tell you how awful Facebook is. Well, you know, and then you can point to Facebook and say, well, you know, they're letting you do it. So there you go. Unbelievable. Oh, I'm loving that term, Renee, a professional Catholic. I would say the priest is, but no. It's so comical. There was a conversation. This is the kind of thing that should go in Midsummer Murders, a kind of colloquial British thing. One of the congregation, I forget what we were doing. I think it was a party and there were some cakes and biscuits. So I said, oh, the priest will love the biscuits. And she said, he doesn't eat biscuits. So I didn't say anything. I thought, well, fair enough. I've seen him eat biscuits, but I didn't say anything. And it's kind of like they must be taught at preschool how to handle women that are like lonely old spinsters who kind of have it bad for the priest. Simon's going to love this. So he doesn't eat biscuits. He hasn't eaten biscuits for a year. He's on a diet and he's doing very well. I thought, I've just, never mind, keep your mouth shut. So I whispered to Mike while we're at this party, he doesn't eat biscuits. And he's like creased up. We're like, of course he eats biscuits. I said, you know, and I just pointed to this woman gently and he went, oh, you're kidding me. I said, oh no, I think we've got it bad. So the party goes on and there was this cake and it was like an industrial sized Costco cake. And it was cut into slices and it was like a pizza. It was the size of a pizza. So this cake piece must have been 10 inches long in a wedge shape and about 4 inches thick. So he goes up to the table, does the priest, and comes back with a plate with a piece of cake on it like this. And I thought, I'm going to have to try and get a picture of this. You know, he doesn't eat biscuits. He's on a diet. Well, she turned round and he was literally just about to put this cake in his mouth and the look of horror that went across her face. And I thought, I'm living in an episode of Midsummer Murders. Just too British. Ooh, let me have a look at the Tim Tams. I saw them the other day. These are the chocolate ones, aren't they? They look like, we do have something similar here. Let me have a look at the biscuit. Is that the equivalent of a penguin, I wonder? Simon, have you ever had a penguin biscuit? Because that's looking pretty like a Tim Tam. I was going to say it's like a custard cream, but no. I think the nearest we've got's a penguin. Let me see if we can see the inside of a penguin. I'm going to have to be very careful with this search, aren't I, before I get dissected penguins. Penguin biscuit. Put biscuit in. Biscuit inside. Do not show me disembowel penguins. All right, let's have a look. See if they're the same. Penguin minis. Penguin. No, these are just penguins. These aren't proper penguins. Inside of penguins. Inside McVitie's factory. That's fine, but they're not penguin biscuits either. I've got plenty of pictures of penguins. I wonder if they're like Bourbons. Do we think they could be like Bourbons? Oh, there's an Oreo. Now, they only recently came over here. Let's grab that and send that up there. Is that the right one? Oh, don't start. Oh, my speed dial came back today. There we go. That's a Bourbon. And inside it, there's some kind of like fondant that's chocolatey. Could it be like that? I'm still looking for the inside of a penguin here. I'm getting very, very dicey with the... Why doesn't somebody just break a penguin in half and take a photo of it? Because I need to see it. No. Oh, hang on. Got one. It's tiny. It's tiny, but I think we've got a winner. I think we have a Tim Tam winner. Right, let's try that. Go on. It's tiny. It's too tiny. I'm not happy. But there you go. What have we got here? Oh, excellent link, Sarah. They do look suspiciously similar, don't they? Oh, do they taste the same, though? What do they say? Tim Tam smaller. Tim Tam's £8 a packet. What? That is expensive, isn't it? Oh, I love the fact that these are all quite similar, aren't they? Oh, Tunnock's tea cakes. My mum used to love those. They were her very favourite. She'd be sticky as anything by the time she'd eaten a packet of that. She'd be, I'll just have the one. And they're in like a tin foil thing. So she very carefully held it in the tin foil. And then before you know it, she had chocolate all over her fingers. Then she picked up another one. Don't go there. I think Mike used to like those as well. Well, that was a long, long time ago. Oh, that is an excellent page. I will bookmark that, Sarah. Excellent. Oh, Simon, so good. So good. Reminds me of the comments from people telling you how you're wasting your time espousing those ideas, to which you can simply reply, and yet you are here. Indeed. I don't think I've ever expressed an opinion, political or otherwise, on Facebook. Why bother? It's like the pig quote, isn't it? They'll just drag you down into the mud and the pig likes fighting. You both get dirty and the pig likes it. So I don't really say anything on Facebook. It's no point. I don't even go on with like, yay, England are winning, because it actually nauseates me. You've got people tonight, let's say, well, the last match, when England were winning 1-0, then 2-3, 4-0. Facebook was covered with people saying, come on, England, come on, England. If you asked them to name a player, they would not have a clue. It's just bandwagon jumping as far as I'm concerned. So I don't bother. It's like, I actually do know what I'm talking about with the football, so I won't bother. You will get on Facebook, because I have actually had this face to face. If you express an opinion of like, I think they should play so-and-so or maybe do such-and-such or whatever, they look at you as though, but you're a woman. And some are actually stupid enough to say it, that you're not allowed an opinion because you're a woman. And then instantly say, bet you don't know the offside rule. So when I quote the offside rule back to them, they're quite shocked, aren't they, Mike?
Yes.
Don't test me on football. I've been watching football and playing football longer than you have been alive, most of these people. But they think they know it all. And they think challenging me is a good idea. We've discovered that a Tim Tam is a penguin.
A Tim Tam?
A Tim Tam. Remember those biscuits that Kim likes?
The pick of a penguin.
Well, look, that's a Tim Tam. Sarah found this link. It's fabulous. That's a Tim Tam. That's a penguin.
Mm. They look pretty similar, don't they?
Yeah. Mm. Mm. But we can't have either because there's gluten in them. Mm. So don't get attached. Mm. Why have you got a smile on your face? What mischief are you up to?
Nothing.
Are you excited about the game? No. Shall I ask you if you think we're going to WIN? Or do we not mention that word?
No,
I won't put you on the spot. I wouldn't dream of. No, don't.
No, a bit like Kevin Keegan. A
bit like Kevin Keegan, leave it alone, walk away.
Right, I'm going to play with the dog.
Although I have heard a fantastic quote here from Roy Keane. You need to know that Roy Keane's got a bit of an anger management issue, hasn't he? He doesn't manage it at all. So Roy Keane, bit of a reputation, bit of a hothead. So they're chatting, right? And apparently they've been singing Sweet Caroline.
Mm.
So ITV managed to get over to get their American colleague to go talk to Neil Diamond. Virtually unrecognisable. Beard, hat. I thought, is that actually Neil Diamond? But yeah, it was. So he wishes him well in that. Since, you know, Sweet Caroline, it starts singing it. So they go back to the studio and you've got Roy Keane, what's his face, Righty, and who's the other one?
Don't know.
I'm not sure who the other one is in the studio today. It could be Gary Neville. I'm not sure. Let's take it back and see if I can see who's actually in the studio with him. There we go. Oh, I think it is. I think it's Gary Neville. Right, so they started talking about Sweet Caroline being a good song. So Righty said, oh yeah, I love it. And so did, in fact, they did. And then I think it was Gary Neville said, you won't believe this. I thought, oh my God. And then when he said it, I thought, what if Roy Keane didn't want to know? But he said, you won't believe this. Roy Keane went to a Neil Diamond concert, which made it sound as though like Roy Keane wouldn't do that because he's a thug. And I thought, oh my God, it's going to kick off. Anyway, Roy Keane said, yeah, I did about 10 years ago. It was great. You know, I love his music. So all was going well. And they all, you know, shut up a bit with like, oh, okay, then, right, he's serious and he's prepared to admit it. And then he went completely matter of fact and he went, yeah, kicked it off with this woman next to me. She was singing the songs too loud, so I told her to shut up. The whole studio just collapsed into giggles. That's Roy Keane. The only man that could kick it off at a Neil Diamond concert.
I'll find that on Twitter.
Oh.
Right, I'll go and play with the dog.
Right, I know. And then we've got to manage to eat before yes. 8 as well. Okay. And stand up for the national anthem and all
I'll
of
do
that.
As well.
Yes, a tie brush to it. Right, let's carry on. Oh, a panda doggy in slag. Oh, need to see that. A panda doggy. Right, I'm going to have a look. Oh, it's slack. I'll never find a thing. I'll make a note to go and have a look or I'll never find it. I never find anything in slack. Right. I've got that link, Right, I think I'm up to date with the links here. It must have been a login issue with SpeedDial, but what was bizarre, if you're using a browser that it fully supports, so a Chrome-based browser, it was fine. But if you're using Vivaldi, for some reason, although it's a Chrome extension, it doesn't 100% work in Vivaldi. So Vivaldi was playing with my mind. And yesterday I needed to go into Safari. It's a once in a 3 month thing. I've got finance stuff to lodge at the end of the quarter. So I goes in and I'm greeted with this login in Safari as well. No, it's not that difficult, Renee, but unfortunately in Slack for me, I've got the 30 for 30 group, I've got the Second Brain group, I've got our private one, I've got the Mac Bites one, and heaven knows how many more. And it's like, oh, there's a button there, I'll just click on that. It's telling me that, you know, there's a notification. And the second I click on it, everything just starts flashing and then I end up somewhere else. So it's not Slack per se, it's the fact that I've got far too many Slack groups. Oh, Deb's cousin dog. Funny in the video she posts. He's still a puppy. Oh, I think Samoyed are puppies till forever. They never really grow up. Mind you, Lola's been very good today. Because Mike went in to do his webinar. And obviously, with the heat, we've got all the windows open. And there was this noise. So she's downstairs, sunning herself, not outside, inside by the front door, and there's this noise, and I thought, is that a cat? So I goes looking, because I'm thinking it's going to disturb Lola and that's going to disturb Mike. Bearing in mind it is boiling hot here and Mike is already locked in the studio, which is like a pressure cooker, because although there are windows, it's also quad glazed with soundproofing in, so it's a smidgen on the warm side. So I'm wandering around and I ends up in the toilet leaning out the window. It wasn't a cat. It couldn't possibly have been a cat. It was making too much noise. Then I wondered if it was a fox. Don't foxes make like crying sounds? Sound like a baby. So I thought, I wonder if one's actually stuck somewhere. It was horrific, the noise it was making. So I'm leaning out more, and you know, it's ever so tiny to start with. I thought you're going to get your head stuck in this, right? Leaning out a bit more to discover, no, it was exactly what it sounded like. It wasn't a fox. It was a baby crying. It sounded like it was being fed through a mincer. And it went on and on and on. And I thought, I've heard babies cry, usually for about 30 seconds, because more than that, I can't take them off. But not like this. This was like it was being murdered. And it went on and on and on. And I thought, if I don't go round and close the windows, it's going to set the dog off. And that in turn is going to set Mike off because he's trying to deliver a webinar. Eventually, after about 10 minutes, it stopped. And I thought, I couldn't leave a baby. I mean, I'm not fond of skin kids to start with. Don't know which way is up. But I couldn't leave a child making that noise for more than 10 seconds. Maybe it's one of these, what do they call it now? Is it sleep training or something? You have to sleep train a child. I mean, if you didn't feed it quite so much sugar, you might not need to sleep train it quite so much. But they could have been doing that, but oh, I couldn't listen to that noise and not do something. Because there's like a cry that you can think, oh, you're putting it on. And there's a cry that is, I'm in pain or I'm scared. And this was that one. Foxes don't sound like a baby. They sound like a banshee. No, this... It was screaming, but it as you listened more, as you got closer to it, it was crying mixed with screaming. And I have heard foxes in the middle of the night and think, oh my God, what is that? You know, are they murdering each other? But that seems to be quite normal for foxes. And I have heard like a cat making a noise I would rather it didn't make because it's freaking me out, but not like this. And I just couldn't imagine anybody leaving a baby making that noise, because that noise, you don't make that noise unless there's something wrong with you. Hence me saying when Nina's son was bringing the dog up to stay and the three kids, don't drop the dog off with them and the kids with us, because it wouldn't end well. No, it wouldn't. Although I did get charged with looking after the kids at this picnic that we had. I think one at the time was 10, one was 7 and one was 4, I think. So I thought, we'll play bowls. How far wrong can we go playing bowls? This like plastic set of bowls, which that was fine. You know, obviously they had to have, like, I could have 2 goes, but the 4-year-old told me straight that, you know, she was having 27 goes until she got nearer to the small ball, as she called it. But the small ball, the jack, was actually solid metal. And the thing was, it was just the right size for her to pick up and throw. Talk about lethal weapon. I don't know how I made it to the end of that day. Spent the evening in a prone position recovering. I said to Mike, dogs are nowhere near as much trouble as kids. How she didn't take somebody's head off with it, I don't know. Right. Renee's only got one Slack group. Keep it that way, Renee, it's easier. When you've got all these icons flashing at you and then you click on one and then the other ones light up, it's like, what's going on? Mind you, I think they've just updated the app as well, haven't they? Oh, they've just updated one of my other apps as well. Full Focus app. Focus at Will, it's called. Can't find a thing now. It used to have like upbeat and chillax music in it. And you look at it now and it's like the deep, the drop. And I'm like, what actually is that? Don't improve an app and make it impenetrable, because it doesn't end well. But that's what they've done. That was more excitement today. And I don't think there was anything else. Apart from the 3,000 mails I've now got to deal with. I should never have let them stack up while I was on holiday. Just like glancing at them with, yeah, I'll look at that later. And now I've got like a bad number of them. Oh, Kim has been working in Devonthink, and the more you use it, the more you like it. I did mention, didn't I? I got an email from someone who wanted to use it for genealogy. There's scope there, isn't there? But you'd need to know both the inside out of Devonthink and the inside out of genealogy, which is tricky. Tricky to have both. App-wise, what have I been doing? Paring them down, actually. Thinking, like, can I put that in one place? Oh, and another thing I've been doing, which is ludicrous. I know, Mike looks at me like, you're lock-up-able woman. I said to him, we need to update the checklists. And he's like, where are the checklists? Well, the checklist would be in the wiki. But the thing is, to get it in the wiki, is like you've got to go to the wiki, then you've got to search first to see if there is a checklist for the thing you're about to make a checklist for or update the checklist and all the rest of it. And then it's like, is that the most up-to-date version? It's so arduous to get that far. So I said, right, I'm going to start the checklist that I've got. I made a list of checklists. So I have a checklist of checklists. And I said, right, I'm going to put them somewhere that nothing else is. I said, and then I know that these are the most up-to-date ones. So I put them in Bear. And Mike's like, I don't use Bear. I said, I know you don't. It's single player only. I said, yes, but if it's in Bear, I know that that one is the one that's been taken the furthest. And when it's signed off, then it can go in Notion. Because until then, you'll be kicking it around as like, this is half the process. But I quickly want to document the other half of the process. And it's like, haven't got time to get into Notion to get to the right point, the right page. This is where Notion falls down, isn't it? It needs a fast inbox to support it. I was actually thinking of putting that in this week's show, the fast inbox that I use. It has been requested quite a few times, but I don't know how many of you are actually using it. Drafts on Mac and Drafts on iOS. The Drafts app. Do we have a theme? I think Mike has a theme. I haven't a clue what it is. So he will announce it, but he might leave it till half time, Renee, because no one's taking a blind bit of notice of anything else but the match over here. So it will be with you today, but it might be a little bit later. Seems to be the week of the failing IMAX. Or Max. Mr. T died a sudden death at lunchtime. Oh no! Currently doing migration assistant from the removed SSD from the old Mac to the new 16-inch she bought this afternoon. Wow. Is it the heat? I've had two hard drives break. I hate it when it gets hot. I cannot keep the equipment cool enough. It's either the purely the temperature or the humidity of it. How hideously muggy it is. I've had two of those goes. But in a shiny, nice 16. Ooh. Was he not tempted by an M1? At least that one you didn't have to argue with. I'm presuming the Mac in question was way beyond its guarantee. Did you manage to find anything on the known issue with the green lines? Do you find iPads get weird on hot days? Yes, iOS devices, both phones and iPads, when they reach a point that it's too hot, they will actually put a thing on the screen to tell you that they're too hot. That happened at the picnic that I was just talking about, which would have been... which year would the picnic have been? There it is. Oh, that's grand. Would you believe that? I have literally just done it by year. Let's do all the photos. They're the photos from the picnic. And when we got back home, the temperature here was 46 degrees centigrade. Not quite sure what that is in Fahrenheit. But I actually did take a picture of it. There you go. Especially for D, I'll put this one up on Cloud App. Oh, it's got the time on it, but date-wise, it was the summer of 2019. Right, let's go find it. Let's go find it. There we go. That is what it looks like when you can't use it at that point. As you can see from that, it says no service. There's a temperature problem. So what we did, because we were at a picnic, we'd taken food with us in a freezer bag. So I took the food out and put the phone in. It cooled down quite nicely, left that with the ice, and then I could use it again. So yes, it starts getting sluggish, and then if it gets too hot, it will give you that temperature warning, and you can't use it at all until you finish then. Oh, there's the little minx playing bowls. Oh, and there's a huge bowl of strawberries there. That's also lovely. Dee has never seen such a thing. It was a particularly hot day, that. But I have seen that two or three times. The most likely time you'll see it is if you're in a car with it. You might have the windows open, but the sun through the windows, if it catches the phone, even for like 2 or 3 minutes, the phone will heat up to such a degree that you can't do anything. So it cuts off your cellular connection and you cannot get past it. No pushing of buttons or anything else will work until it's cooled down. You can't even turn it off. It just needs to cool down. And once it's cooled down, it'll be fine. I've never seen one on an iPad, though, because the iPads tend to be inside. So I don't tend to have an iPad with me when it's that hot. So I've never seen it on an iPad, but it will do the same thing if it gets too hot. Wouldn't it be horrific if my Mac did that? Because it's that warm in here. That happens all the time. Yeah, the foil reflectors work well. We got a big one for the front and then like ones that stick on the sides. And then at the back where we have our extension, they wanted to drill in into the window part of it. And I said to Mike, I'm not paying for expensive windows. There were three different types of windows. We went for the most expensive one because they were metal inside the plastic. I said, I'm not paying for that, and then have them screw stuff to it. So I said, we hardly get any sun here anyway. Needless to say, we've had a sunny summer. So I said, why don't you just get one of these car window things that attach with like a suction thing? And that way you can move it around. So that's what we've got on the window. Worked really well. Kim says yesterday the Biden administration tells us they're planning on going door to door to get us to take the vaccine. There are no words, are there? There was a piece I saw, Kim, and it was exact. In fact, I thought you might have written it. It was saying that Biden had done some kind of presentation with another prime minister I can't remember from what country, but one he visited in the last 10 days. And that he mumbled his way through it and just totally lost the plot. And the journos were just sat there with like, how do we report this? And, you know, whether to tell the truth of how bad it was or gloss over it. I think at the moment they're taking the gloss over it approach. Simon says, I see the masks are going to be a question of personal responsibility. Perhaps the Tories should be honest about how much that is to do with wanting people to take personal responsibility by making taxes optional and down to personal choice. Oh, I'm liking that idea, Simon. Yep, that could do. It's ridiculous. He's done it because he's frightened to death of the backbenchers and our MP, Graham Brady, who's got far too much to say and too much power. You have to think of people who are doing the jobs where they're mingling with multiple people in a day. So like we said yesterday, public transport, supermarket, retail, bars, pubs. It's not the people coming in. They're going in, they're having a drink, they're going home. But the staff are there all the time. I think there'll be a bit of a backlash with that. What are the figures today? Because yesterday the figures were up to 2,000, weren't they? And the prediction is that there will be 100,000, somewhere between 100,000 to 200,000 cases a day within 3 or 4 weeks. So what have we got here? Does it mention it? No, we've got no stats up today. But the stats that we have got, the maps and the long-term stats from 19 hours ago are saying that nothing changes, that these maps, if you overlay them over to Victorian times and see the death rate then, that the poorer places have a higher rate, which I can understand, I can believe it. Hang on, Wednesday, here we go. We are now up to 32,000 cases yesterday and 33 new deaths. I'm just not going to say a word. There's no point. No one's listening. The government aren't taking a blind bit of notice. But when you look at this page, if you're interested, if you look at the third wave, the number of new cases rising every day. And yesterday was 27,500. Today was 32,500. When you look at that, it's terrifying. And when you think you can add to that, just fast forward 3-4 weeks. On the 19th, the people who don't want to wear a mask won't wear a mask. And I dread to think what the figures will be. I'm not leaving the house. Right, let me carry on. Renee had 500 cases last week and now 2,500. Oh, that's not good, is it? I just think the masks, they could have left the masks. If nothing else, you know, if Boris was running scared, which he is, fine. But don't make the masks a matter of personal choice, because the idiots, the COVID idiots, won't wear them. And the thing is, what's worse than that, the people who choose to wear them will be ridiculed by the people who don't want to wear them. And I just think, you know, would it have hurt to carry that on through August? But we'll see. Oh, the green line is vertical and sometimes disappears. It could be something as simple then, Tracy, as just a loose cable, a loose connector. The connectors are paper thin and they connect from the base of the laptop up into where the screen is. To test that out, get her to put her hands behind it so her fingers are behind the screen. Hold the front of the laptop and just push the back of the screen where it joins the laptop very carefully. So just gently. And if the thing comes and goes, then it's a loose connector, which wouldn't be that much to have repaired technically anywhere other than Apple. But Apple don't actually repair them. They just swap out the majority of the laptop, which is why a repair with Apple is hugely expensive. But if you just do that, you should be able to tell whether it's an intermittent fault or whether something's actually gone. Right, okay. I've got precisely 6 minutes to eat. Mike's downstairs cooking or sacrificing something. No, cooking right now. And the game starts at 8. So I'm going to head off and hopefully enjoy myself. Fingers crossed. If I get overly giddy, if we actually win, I will be over giddy and I will still be giddy tomorrow. So I'll give Kim something to look forward to. If we don't, just consider normal service resumed until the next time. But on the upside, it's the World Cup next year. We usually have to wait 2 years for a big tournament. But because this one was moved from last year, it's the World Cup next year. Excitement. Thank you very much, Renee. I will rub the balls and touch the wood and everything will be fine. So, good night from me. I will say good night from Mike and we will both see you next time. Stay safe, guys.